WRCOFM Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Experience the joy flowers can bring at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. You'll find a wonderful selection of hanging baskets and patio plants that are sure to please. Make someone smile with beautiful fresh-cut flowers. Pick from ready-to-go bouquets, or we can create a one-of-a-kind arrangement for you. Honor the memory of loved ones with custom silk floral arrangements, specially designed for cemetery urns and monuments. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCOFM. I'm Adam Hess. We're going to start today's sports report off by checking in with WRCO's Phil Nee and a look back at area state track qualifiers.
WIAA state track and field meet will be held Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. Here's a look at some of the qualifiers from the area. For the girls, Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston in the 800, the 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston, including Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson, Kaylee Miller in the high jump, and Clayton Lee in the 1600 run. From Riverdale, Kaylee Carter will compete in the pole vault, and Tim Bailey will be involved in two events, the 100 and 200, at the state meet. Boscobel athletes include Nora Gilson in the 800, Aaliyah Kleesner in the 16 and 3200 meter runs. The Boscobel girls 4x8, Nora Gilson, Maddie Kennett, Aubrey Seep, and Aaliyah Kleesner. And for the Boscobel boys, Gabe Davis in the 800 and pole vaulter Cameron Hogan. From Kickapoo Lafarge, Katie Rando in the 200, the 4x2 meter relay team, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ava Young, Morgan Wheatman, and Katie Rando, and the 4x4, Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatman, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Nagel. For the Kickapoo Lafarge boys, Adric Eggie in the 400, Arlen Walter in the 400, and also in the 4x4, Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter, and the 4x8 relay team also qualifies Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Arlen Walter, and Brecken Miller. From North Crawford, Carter Emler in the triple jump, Gavin Tamling in shot, and Alex Morga in discus. From the Division II sectional meet in Portage from Richland Center, Danica Pauls in the pole vault, and Malachi Fretz will run the 1600 at state. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
William Contreras hit a two-run home run, Christian Yelich had three hits, and Bryce Wilson tossed 5 1/3 innings of two-run ball, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat their old AL East rival Boston by a final of 7-2 in interleague play last night. Blake Perkins had two hits and two stolen bases for the NL Central leading Crew. It was Bryce Wilson now running his record to 3-1 on the year. He came in with two out in the first inning and struck out seven. Willie Adames and Christian Yelich also drove in runs for Milwaukee. Jaron Duren and David Hamilton each had three hits for the Sox, which had their four-game winning streak snapped. Cutter Crawford took the loss for the Red Sox. Two other finals in interleague. It was Washington 6-1 over Seattle. The Yankees blanked San Diego 8-0. American League Finals, Kansas City picked up an 8-1 win over Tampa Bay. Detroit victorious over Toronto 6-2. Minnesota won better than Texas 3-1. Baltimore 6-4 over the Chi Sox. Houston doubled up on Oakland 6-3. It was Cleveland with a 10-4 win over the Angels. In the senior circuit, one rain-delayed game in the National League, the Cubs at St. Louis postponed. Pittsburgh over Atlanta, 11-5. San Fran 8, the Mets 7. Cincinnati a 9-6 win over the Dodgers. And Colorado 3-2 over Philly. Miami the only shutout of the night in the National League. It was a 3-0 win over Arizona. Barclay Goodrow scored at 14:01 of overtime, and the New York Rangers beat the Florida Panthers 2-1 Friday night in Game 2. That evens the Eastern Conference Finals at one game apiece. Goodrow fired a snapshot from between the circles over Sergei Bobrovsky's right shoulder, sending the Madison Square Garden crowd that had been sitting on the edge into a frenzy. Vincent Trocheck scored early, and Igor Shesterkin made 26 saves for New York. Riding the excitement of having tough guy Matt Remke back in the lineup, they showed a lot more life after being shut out 3-0 in the opener. Carter Verhaeghe scored for Florida, and Bobrovsky made 29 saves. The series shifts to Florida for games 3 and 4 tomorrow, and then again on Tuesday. Caitlin Clark had 11 points and 10 rebounds for her first WNBA double-double, and the Indiana Fever beat the Los Angeles Sparks 78-73 to snap a season-opening 5-game skid in front of a Sparks record crowd of over 19,000 fans sprinkled with Los Angeles celebrities. Kelsey Mitchell led the Fever with 18. Aaliyah Boston and Tammy Fagbenelli had 17 each for Indiana. The game featured the youth and the future of the WNBA, with number one draft pick Caitlin Clark playing against the number two pick Cameron Brink and the fourth selection Rekia Jackson of the Sparks. Brink had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Jackson added 16 for the Sparks. Luka Doncic hit the go-ahead three-pointer and posted his fifth triple-double in the playoffs. That led the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-108 victory and 2-0 lead on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. Doncic had 32 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds for his eighth triple-double in 42 career postseason games as the Mavericks erased an 18-point deficit that stood late in the second quarter. They were still down 16 points midway through the third. Naz Reid went 7-for-9 from three-point range and had 23 for the Wolves. His last try at the buzzer rimmed out. Anthony Edwards had the ball for Minnesota with a 2-point lead and threw the ball out of bounds with 13 seconds left against Dallas in that conference finals in the West. The turnover set up the go-ahead three-pointer by Doncic for the Mavericks with 3 seconds to go for that 109-108 win and that 2-0 lead. That was one of many possessions in Game 2 that got away. Edwards shot 5-for-17. He finished with 21. He's 11 of 33 in the series and 30-for-89 from three-point range in his last 5 games. The Indiana Pacers are a perfect 6-0 at home in this season's playoffs. The Boston Celtics have won all 4 of their road games. Tonight in Indianapolis, the two teams will put their perfect marks on the line in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston leads the best-of-7 series 2-0 after sweeping the first 2 games at home in Beantown. The worst part for Indiana, they might be without their all-NBA guard Tyrese Halliburton, who did not return after leaving during the third quarter Thursday night with another injury to his left hamstring. When the NCAA lifted its longtime ban on college athletes monetizing their names, images, and likenesses in 2021, there was no such thing as NIL collectives. Now, the booster-funded organizations have become ubiquitous and a common way for athletes to cash in as NIL compensation became a stand-in for a salary. With revenue sharing with athletes coming to college sports as part of a $2.8 billion antitrust settlement proposal agreed to this week by the NCAA and the power conferences, the future of collectives seem uncertain, even though the duties they have been performing are about to become even more important. Team Penske's Joseph Newgarden is the defending winner of the Indianapolis 500, and he's a favorite for tomorrow's race. A year ago, he seemed on top of the world. Since then, he's had to find ways to restore his love of racing. And then he and his teammates were caught up in a cheating scandal that cost him his season-opening win in Florida. He goes into this weekend showcase event without team president Tim Sindrick, who was among several Penske employees suspended in the fallout of the cheating scandal. There's rain in the forecast for Sunday. The race could be delayed. Chase Elliott is criticizing NASCAR for fining driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr. $75,000 for punching Kyle Busch following Sunday night's All-Star race after it had used video of the fight on social media. It was the largest fine ever handed out for fighting in NASCAR history. Elliott seemed stunned when told how much Stenhouse was fined and said that it seemed strange that NASCAR would hand down a fine for something they promoted on their social media platform right after the race. Elliott said, "It's like, it's not okay, but we're going to blast it out all over everything to get more clicks." Davis Riley had to wait out a 70-minute weather delay before his last shot in the second round at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. Riley made a 3-foot par putt right after play resumed Friday, wrapping up a bogey-free 6-under 64 to get to 10-under at the Charles Schwab Challenge. He had a 2-stroke lead over Hayden Buckley and Pearson Cootie. After a chip of 3 feet in the ninth hole, Riley had to mark his ball when the horns went off because of storm cells with lightning in the vicinity. Scotty Scheffler shot a 65 a day after the world's top-ranked player failed to break par in an opening round for the first time this season. He's tied for 15th at 3-under. That's a look at sports on WRCO. I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.